Welcome back to another Hymns Highlights. We're here in New Orleans, Hymns 13, and I'm talking to the RECs today. We have with us from New York City Reach, we have the director, the executive director, Brent Steakhouse. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Appreciate you having us on today.
How's the show going for you?
It's fantastic. It's a whirlwind.
A lot to consume.
It is. And it's a nice place where all of our various stakeholders come together and it feels like they all want to meet at the same time.
It's great. So tell us about New York City's REACH program and what they've been doing, some of their achievements.
So the New York City Extension Center has been very fortunate that we've been able to recruit over 9,000 doctors across New York City. Two-thirds of those are primary care providers, which actually represents about two-thirds of the entire primary care community in New York City. Of that, about 90% of them are live on an EHR, which we're really excited about. But I think the real story here is the context of it all. New York City has an above-average Medicaid population, and our providers have about over 40% of their patients are Medicaid patients. So it creates some really interesting challenges. The other thing that's funny about New York City is the large single practice provider community that we have. Most of our practices are less than 10 doctors. So be able to get all of these sort of, you know, various small businesses across the city to engage in something and actually be able to move forward quickly has been a struggle, but we seem to be persevering.
Now, I know that the New York City REACH has been around and combined and a lot of things, but how are you going to move forward in post-high-tech money?
So I think the thing that New York City has that's very unique is the strong relationships with our doctors. And I think because that trust exists, we're able to do a lot. Already, we've worked with the doctors to ensure they each have an integrated lab interface and are reporting public health data to the Department of Health. From there, we can really build a lot of programs. We've already gotten over 300 providers to recognize as patient-centered medical homes, and half of those were level 3 recognized practices. So what we're looking to do going forward is integrate the other stakeholders in the community in New York. We're talking about the healthcare insurance companies, we're talking about the accountable care organizations, and the other large independent physician associations to help them meet their goals with all of the health reform changes. So at this point in time, what we're looking to do is sort of extend Extension Center services to those providers who did not fall under the Extension Center program. We are very fortunate that we landed 2 grants with New York State to help Medicaid specialists as well as behavioral health providers. And we're working to get sponsorship with insurance payers as well as accountable care organizations at this moment. So beyond the grant, we will continue to support these communities.
Sounds like you're going to be around.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate the time.